Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Dr. Elaine Tong, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This approach will not cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. By combining Chinese medicine with anesthetic techniques, Dr. Tong has innovated a treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a radio show presenting new patients every week to prove that chronic disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly astounding. A century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong has successfully cured a wide spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach, a powerful form of Chinese medicine, is much more effective than acupuncture and herbs alone. It avoids the use of drugs and their toxic effects by focusing on the cause of a disease and the power of the mind. In this program, you will learn to eliminate chronic diseases by enhancing the mind's healing power. And by adopting a healthy diet and lifestyle, a permanent cure can be achieved. For more information, visit our website at drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Well, good afternoon and welcome to our show, Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. I'm Dr. Elaine Tong, DO. How are we doing today, Dr. Tong?
Great. Dr. Elaine, how are you?
I'm great. As always, we like to prove and show our listeners that chronic disorders can be cured without the use of drugs and surgery. And we've been doing this for 12 years on the radio with hundreds of cases, thousands of cases, actually.
And almost every single one, almost 100% of them get better the first time. Not quite. In our overall practice, 90%, 90 to 95% of people that walk in the door the first time, I tell them, then you have a 90 to 95% chance you'll get much better today.
Right. And the thing is, the more difficult cases, it's a little bit harder. And sometimes, you know, they feel a little worse before they get better. But for the most part, like we say, you will get some type of relief. And the reason is because we treat the underlying cause of a disease and not just cover the symptoms with the medication where you have to take forever and ever and ever.
And the underlying cause of disease is functional breakdown of your organs. So we restore the function, restore the health of your whole body. So all your symptoms need to be treated.
And functional breakdown of the organ, is usually caused by emotional stress.
Yes.
Every point we treat has an emotional component, which when we treat, releases that emotional garbage or trauma that you've experienced in your life that you may not even know that you have, because a lot of the times it's subconscious.
The points are blockages. The blockages, you know, qi, the Chinese discover energy from your spirit, from your mind, so they are emotional flows. So if, let's say you have a divorce or betrayed by a friend, then your heart freeway, the points along the heart freeway, can be blocked because of this depression. Mm-hmm. And without the heart qi that flowing in your body through the blood, you would not be able to feel love and joy. And that's mm-hmm. how people become depressed.
Right.
So when you open those channels, suicidal thought, depression disappear.
Right. And the thing is, your situation doesn't change, but your perception of your situation changes.
Yes.
And that's how we treat the emotional disorders. For example, last week we had two incredible cases with us. Barbara, who suffered from 2 years of extreme ankle pain, which just happened all of a sudden, went through a barrage of doctors, actually, orthopedic specialists, podiatrists. She even tried prolotherapy, 7 treatments, did nothing. 2 years, she was in a boot for 8 weeks. 2 times, nothing happened. After the first treatment, she could already drive home by herself. She wasn't able to drive. She couldn't drive. She couldn't even walk without a crutch.
Yes.
And after the second treatment, 80% improvement. She drove on her own. And how we explained to her problem was that
the ankle where she had the pain was along the liver channel. And she had a lot of emotional trauma growing up as a kid. She was in the concentration camp and witnessed, you know, her mother getting beaten. And so what we explained to her is that the fear and anxiety, which weakened her kidney, also weakened her liver because the kidney supports the liver. And so when the liver channel gets blocked, then her ankle, wherever she had the most weakness, is where she was affected.
So she had fear, anxiety, anger, and frustration seeing her parents get beaten up and killed. So, and that caused a blockage that had never been released.
Right.
And the reason throughout life she had more stress, more trauma, and that the straw finally broke the camel's back.
Right.
That's when, you know, she had the problem.
And even though she tells me, she said, well, I have a wonderful life. I'm like, but still, you have a subconsciousness. If the subconscious fear is not released, then it will stick onto your body physically. And that's,
now she's really going to have a happy
now
life.
Now she's going to have a great life because she can really enjoy it.
Yeah, if you listen to her testimony, then you understand why you would say that.
We also had with us Adelia, who suffered from 4 years of incontinence and a lymphatic drainage problem. After the first treatment, she had no more problem with incontinence. She was getting up every 2 hours to go to the bathroom, and after that, she was getting up maybe once.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Also lost 4 pounds after the first treatment. She was able to drain, and we will continue with her and see how she does. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Let's get to our first guest. Okay, I'd like to welcome our first guest, Sandra. Welcome, Sandra.
Hi, Sandra.
Thank you for welcoming me. I am very excited about this.
Thank you for taking the time to share your story with us. We're so appreciative when, you know, our patients come on to share, you know, their improvements and what's been going on with our treatment. Give us a little background, how you came to hear about us and when you first came to see Dr.
Tom. What kind
of
work do you do so far?
I'm a teacher.
Okay.
And I have been listening to you both on the radio for approximately 2 years or so.
Okay.
And I was very interested in your practice and so forth. And at the time that I went to see you, I was experiencing extreme exhaustion and brain fog, and I had many aches and pains and so forth. And I had gone to my doctor, and there really wasn't anything in particular they could treat me for.
Mm-hmm.
So,
that was
like I said, I was listening to you and so forth, and I thought, I think Dr. Tong could help me.
You're
and
right.
And that's how I went, and I called you, and you were so gracious and kind, and encouraged me to go see you, and I did, and it made such a tremendous difference in my life.
How long ago was that?
About 2 years ago.
Okay.
And you had only one treatment at that time, correct?
Yes, yes.
Wow. And then for 2 years you were doing great?
Yes. In fact, even to this point, I still am experiencing wonderful results from that. But I went in just this week for what I call a tune-up.
Yes.
Exactly. And how did you do with that? What were you suffering
from? Real fine.
Yes.
A few aches and pains, but other than that, I was interested mostly in a tune-up for my internal organs, kidney, liver, et cetera. And so with that in mind, I thought it was a good idea to have a tune-up.
Wonderful. How did you feel after the treatment?
Fine. Because my aches and pains were so minor, very, very minor in comparison to the first time I went in, of course, I didn't see that obvious of a difference.
Right.
But emotionally, you have some problem this time, correct or no?
No, not this time.
Not this time.
I have never felt as I did the first time I went in to see you.
Wow.
The first
I've never
time,
felt to that extreme. No.
Yeah.
Never.
The first time is very dramatic, especially if you're really, really blocked.
Especially brain fog, you know, cannot think mentally and
it's,
fatigue.
Right. It's like
absolute.
A, it's like
tremendous
a
physical fatigue.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And just one treatment. No, you're even well today.
Wonderful.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
That's what we need for Obamacare.
Absolutely.
Tong and Tong care. Okay? That's what we did.
Yes.
Now, so what did your doctors, what did they offer you then? before?
Well, for a few aches and pains on my hands, mm-hmm. They suggested cortisone shots.
Okay.
They did offer me some physical therapy, which I availed myself to, but it really didn't make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a teacher, and I constantly use my hands, and I need them to feel well.
Mm-hmm.
I need them to be strong and healthy and not to be constantly aching.
Right, right. And you never took any medication, though, correct?
I actually never did. I think I possibly may have tried, you know, aspirin or something, but it really didn't help enough.
Mm-hmm.
And I certainly didn't want to have to start taking that consistently.
Right, right.
And our treatment proved that you don't need that.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, our treatment require that you don't take chemicals, because if you want to restore the function of the liver and kidney, which deal with frustration, anger, and fear. And when you take medication, you cause those organs to be weak, and you'll be more impatient, more likely to be angry and get anxiety. So conventional prescription drugs actually is contributing to our healthcare crisis rather than your
right,
health.
Because it makes you sicker in the long run. Yes.
Well, I think as a wonderful byproduct, many of my friends have commented how I seem much younger and
youthful.
So those are definitely good side benefits.
It's a great side benefit. Side benefit
Absolutely.
Is a good way to put it instead of side effect. Side benefit
there
is perfect.
There you go.
So our treatment have side effect, but they're good side effects.
Absolutely. In all areas.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
And you said you're going to bring your daughter to see me.
Yes, we have an appointment set already, and I'm real excited for her. She's much younger than myself, of course, but she has already aches and pains, mm-hmm. and we suspect other things that are going on in her body. And I have taken her over the years to see a doctor, and they just can't pinpoint it, even though they themselves realize there's some type of imbalance in her body.
Right.
So I thought, okay, let's take care of this. I need to take her to Dr. Tong.
I can tell
Wonderful.
You, she'll get a lot better with the very first treatment.
Yes.
Okay, she's younger, she's easier,
yes.
and then we'll put her on the show. You know, yeah.
How's your energy, okay. Sandra?
Oh, tremendous, because Wonderful. I'm nearly 60.
Oh,
you
don't
look
it.
60. My goodness.
You don't look 60. No,
wow.
really.
Oh, no. People say I probably look in my 40s.
Yes.
40s.
Definitely.
And I have much more energy, frankly. I can out shop, out walk.
I would never have guessed you were
60.
I would never have guessed you were 60.
How long did you suffer for the fatigue before you saw me? How long did you... Were you tired?
Well, it was a long road to that. But I'd say I was battling it extra hard, I'd say, the last, probably 3 or 4 years prior to visiting your office.
Mm-hmm. Wow, just one treatment is fixed that. And
how
far did you drive to see us?
It took us almost 2 hours, but this time, of course, depending on freeway traffic, et cetera. But no, it certainly is an investment in one's health and mental health and physical health in every way. I truly recommend it.
Oh,
good.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Sandra, thank you so much for taking the time to share your story with us today.
Thank you.
And we're so happy that you're doing well.
Thank you so very, very much.
Okay,
yes.
We'll see
bye-bye
you soon.
Now.
Take care.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, our number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com for more information. Okay, I'd like to welcome our next guest with us today, Isela. Welcome, Isela.
Hello there.
Yeah.
Hi. Isela was on with us actually about a month ago, but we had to have her on again because... she has a wonderful and incredible story to share and continue from our last time that we spoke with her. Give us an update on what's going on with your husband, Fred.
Yes, I was very happy that last week we met with four specialists, a psychiatrist, a neurologist, geriatrics, and a speech pathologist to evaluate him at the VA hospital. And they were amazed that he had come out of it because of the seizure that he had in June on Father's Day weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And for 3 weeks following, he was in bad condition.
Mm-hmm.
But after the first treatment that we had with you, he was feeling much better, and now he's had 3 treatments with you. And they are amazed that it's unexplainable how he had, like, seizures. And how he came out of it, you know, in a matter of after the first treatment that he had with you.
Now, actually, not only did he have seizures, but he was kind of dementia, and he was out of it, right?
Confused.
Tell us a little bit how he would get up in the middle of the night, correct? And
yes, he was getting up, beginning with having the pills that. The other neurologist had advised him to take Seroquel and Namenda.
Mm-hmm.
So when I saw you and I took Fred to you, I suspended, you told me it was a better idea to take him off that because he was having, during the night walking around, we were at my daughter's home, and he was trying to get out, and luckily they have an alarm system.
Yeah, that's
scary.
And
then one night he filled up the bathtub and put towels at 3:00 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And he was just doing things not normal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he didn't know where he was. He didn't even know us.
Mm-hmm. He was looking for somebody behind the sofa and
yes,
stuff like that. Yeah.
Another night, yeah, he was looking for somebody. He said there was somebody behind the sofa in the living room.
My goodness.
And
he didn't recognize you guys either,
that's,
right?
That's scary.
Oh, it was very scary. We had the paramedics take him again because he didn't know where he was, and then he just, like, went into a deep sleep, and my son-in-law couldn't even pick him up.
Mm-hmm.
And so we called him, and they took him again, second time, to the hospital.
Now, what did they try to do in the hospital?
They took all kinds of tests, mm-hmm. and CAT scan, and all the blood work, everything, and they couldn't find anything wrong with him other than he has Parkinson's for mm-hmm. 10 years.
Which actually is better now, right?
Yes.
It's gone.
Yes, he has, and they're amazed. I did tell these 4 doctors that he was going to this to Dr. Tong and Dr. Elaine for these injections and acupuncture, and they were amazed that the Parkinson's has not progressed. He was doing better than he was 10 years ago.
Right, right. Because before...
Even 5 years ago.
Right.
Now.
He wasn't even able to cut his own food, and he had leg jerks at night, correct? And that's gone now.
Yes, yes. He doesn't kick me anymore.
That's good.
Yes, and has the spasms he was having during the night.
Yeah, we took out his anger. So
yes,
he doesn't take the anger on you.
yes, he did. And so I'm very happy that we've met you and that we've been going to you myself as well.
Right. You also had some issues. Oh, you had a cold the other day. How's it doing now?
Well, it cleared up.
Good.
One treatment, right?
Yeah. Yes. One treatment. The first treatment is for the cold.
I want to give a little detail. You know, there was I gave the first treatment when Dr. Elaine and you said that he suddenly become like Alzheimer, you know, developed.
He couldn't even stay awake, actually. When he came to the office,
he was asleep in your lobby.
Right.
And Luana tried to wake him up. He couldn't wake up.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was asleep during the treatment most of the time.
And he did not remember me, and he did not remember Dr. Elaine's name.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
he didn't.
But after the first treatment, he started joking with me.
Yeah.
Yes. And he's able to walk very well again.
Mm-hmm.
And because he had a lot of pain in the groin area and the pelvic area.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, after the first treatment, well, the reason is you, and that he was doing, you know, so much better.
Yes. Well,
he hasn't gotten pain again. He hasn't had any more pain.
And then also he was depressed before, too, right?
Yes. It was a deep depression.
And how is that now?
And he was dehydrated too.
Right.
You know?
But the
he's doing good.
No he more depression, right?
No, he has not been depressed at all.
I remember he didn't even want to get the treatment, and you had to force him to drive him down to get it. And now, and the other day, he was ready to get his treatment, and he had already
he's able to unbutton his shirt, which I was surprised, and he unbuttoned it in the lobby, his shirt, took off to get the treatment, and it wasn't his turn; it was my turn.
And he was able to recall my name. He called me.
And your dumb jokes.
And my dumb. That's not dumb. You can't go wrong with Dr. Tong. And
right,
that's what he said.
Right.
It's really amazing after his transformation.
I said, between 10 and 11, I said, I hope your sister doesn't call from Texas because I'm expecting Dr. Tong and Dr. Elaine's call.
Yes.
And he said, oh, you're going to be on the radio again?
Oh, he remembered.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So actually, that's great. So his memory is getting better.
He remembered my name. He couldn't the first time.
Well, just to let our listeners know, actually what happened to Fred was drug-induced dementia. It was medication-induced because
he was already bad in the before.
Right. He already was having some problems with memories and things like that, correct?
It was horrible. He didn't know what day it was, year, where he was, or anything.
But on top of that, to put him on Seroquel, which actually is an antipsychotic, a very, very heavy sedative for his sleep.
Yeah.
And then with Namenda on top of that, it just tipped him over.
It made him react horribly.
Yes, the reaction was terrible.
I hardly had any sleep at all. In fact, I slept with holding on to his arm because I wanted him to get up and walk around in my daughter's house. He went and scared my granddaughter in her bed. Luckily she remembered as she woke up that he was walking around at night.
Yeah.
You know.
You almost need a handcuff. he cannot get away from you.
I was holding on to him, and my daughter, even holding on to him, I sometimes fell asleep and he got up.
Yeah.
I didn't even feel.
But I'm telling you, his transformation is incredible because he's like himself now.
Is.
Not only that, his energy is good and he has a sense of humor.
Yes.
And he remembers.
I was going to tell you that.
Yeah.
That he's much more energetic. Yesterday he was cleaning the pad, just doing a lot of things.
Yeah. So
can't keep him down at my daughter's house. She lives on 3 acres, and we have to look for him because he's out pulling weeds or doing something.
Well, I need him in my house.
That's wonderful, Isel. I'm so happy. And then now you have much less stress too, correct?
Oh, yes. Thanks to you,
Yeah.
And it's really been very helpful with all your treatments.
And we're so grateful and appreciative that you keep sharing the story with our listeners, because this is something that other people, I'm sure, experience if their loved one is over medicated.
Yes, I tell you, those doctors, the four of them, they took them individually for testing for a couple of hours, and they're amazed
mm-hmm.
at how he came out of those seizures, how he came out remembering.
Wonderful.
How much tests did we do on him? How many tests?
You did three treatments on
no,
him.
No, tests. Tests. How many tests did we do on him? Yeah.
Did they do on him?
No, did we do on him. How many tests did we do on him?
Well, I don't know. There's a lot of testing.
Not us. We didn't do any tests on him. That's why I want you to tell people.
Oh, you're talking about what they're kind of testing.
Exactly. What did we do?
Well, no, you just give them the treatment. Yeah. And
we just fixed the issue.
Exactly.
From there, yes. It's a miracle, that he's not worse.
Yeah.
I was already looking into getting help, through the social workers.
It was a serious problem, yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't sleep at night, and I was falling asleep in the day, and I'm the only driver.
Mm-hmm.
So thank God, and thanks to you that he's doing much better and I don't have to get any help.
Well, thank you so much, Zella. This is a great story.
Actually, we do this all the time. We have one patient, Irene. she was becoming very forgetful, and they gave her, her medication and turned her frank, into full-blown Alzheimer. In the three treatments, she did the same thing, joking, telling us all her past thing.
Well, the big culprit, I think, a lot is the medication, because I think actually the seizures even came from whatever medication he was taking.
Yeah. In fact, antipsychotic drugs are very bad. The recent shooting in Colorado and all the campus shooting, every one of them is on antipsychotic drugs.
Yes.
And the media doesn't publicize that.
They don't.
Yeah.
They say, he wasn't on his medication. Well, actually,
terrible.
I think it's the opposite.
They try to hide it.
Being on it is what caused them to do it.
The psychiatrist and all the four doctors that tested him, they're amazed, just amazed that for his age, he'll be 89 in November.
Yeah, at his improvement, right?
It has improvement on his Parkinson's. And I told him about the method and of your Dr. Tong and Dr. Elaine, and that we drive to Costa Mesa, and it's 100% well worth being there and meeting you and knowing you.
You know what?
I
don't think they are interested. They will never come. They will never send us any patient.
But
we know.
But they did tell her to continue.
Yeah, big deal.
To continue to take him and to take myself. They were amazed that he has come such a long way,
And he's actually better now than he was before.
Absolutely, yes.
Izella, thank you so much for sharing your story and taking the time to talk with us again. You are such a generous spirit, and we will see you soon.
Yeah, we'll talk to you again.
Say hi to Fred for us. Okay, take care.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website. That's drtong.com, drtong.com, for more information. I hope you enjoyed our show today. If you have any questions or would like to make an appointment, call us at 714-556-8664 from Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Again, the number is 714-556-8664, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Our website is drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Join us next Saturday at 4:30 p.m. on AM 870, The Answer. This is Dr. Elaine Tong saying goodbye, and have a great weekend.